We're going to begin a new series today. It's quite interesting because it's about Exodus, which is what Phil Knox is going to be speaking about at Spring Convention. It all happened apart from each other, so I can only imagine that this is God at work. We're going to be using some videos. So these videos are about 20 minutes long, and then there'll be time to reflect afterwards. And each week it might be slightly different in how we do this. But the big thing is, I always get it the wrong way around. And now what? Yes. The and now what? What is God saying to us? Because he is speaking to us and we want to hear him from each one of us. So I've put some paper on the communion table here. Grab a pen. If anything comes to mind when we do the reflection time after the video, write it down and give it to Heather or give it to anybody else in the leadership and we'll get it to Heather. We need to hear from God. We want to know what he's got to say. So this is all about know the Lord. So it's 6 weeks of videos looking at Exodus. We're taking whole chunks of them at a time, but looking at the themes that run through them and what God would want to say to us. So relax, enjoy the video, and then we'll have some time to reflect after. So many questions there to be asking ourselves. The first one is, do you know God? Do you know Jesus? We celebrated a couple of weeks ago Easter. How are we people who have done that many, many times and we've become a bit blasé about it? Have we forgotten what it costs God to make that way back to him for us? Yesterday in prayer breakfast, we looked at 1 John and chapter 4 and chapter 5 a bit of. And we were thinking about this whole idea of God's love. How do we know God's love? Unless we've experienced it for ourselves, we don't really know it. That love involves sacrifice. It's not just a nice love and I'll give you a few flowers and say some nice words. Jesus was stripped naked. He was beaten. He was tortured. He was ridiculed. And then he was put on a cross. And I often say this, when children are little, they'll say to us, how much do you love me? And we say, well, I love you this much. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He bore himself that we might know that way back to God. So that love involves a sacrifice. He wants us to know that. And we thought about the fact of forgiveness as well. Love and forgiveness are very much attached to each other. And some of the ideas that came maybe fit into some of the things we've been thinking about. We had our verse last year about God's word being our light and our lamp. This year we're thinking about walking and working and what's the other one? Work. What's the third W? Watch, that's it. About seeking out what God is doing. And so that my thought was, my helper, it's not so great in this light, but there's plenty of light there, and you can still see me, can't you? Yeah. But I'm not quite in the whole light. I need to come and walk into the spotlight to be picked up a bit more. And the idea that sort of came yesterday as we were praying was stop walking in the shade. Stop walking in the shade. We know God. We know about him. We've experienced him. But we're slightly in the shade. We're not in the full beam of God's light. And there might be many reasons why we do that. One might be we're a bit scared. Because when we're in the light, it picks up things, doesn't it? It reveals things. My brother, when we were up visiting, they've had a new light in one of their bathrooms, and it's very bright. And when you put that light on and look in the mirror, you go, oh, that's not great. Bright lights pick up things. So we might sort of take ourselves, we're not quite going into the darkness, but we're just taking ourselves to the side a little bit because we don't want God to see us. The reality is he sees us. His word says before we even knew him, he loved us. So he knows you. He knows all about you. He knows the struggles and the joys and all that goes on in your life. As we've heard today, God has rescued us. He made a way for us. But he wants to restore us to rightly where we should be. So don't just walk in the shade of God's love, forgiveness, peace, and joy, and all the other things that Yahweh represents. Get into the full light. Allow God to shine in and through you so that his kingdom will be seen and so that you will be restored. Don't just wait for things to be all right. Come to God as we are and allow him to take us to where we need to be. So what is worse than slavery? That was the title of this talk. Worse than slavery? Well, not knowing God, forgetting him when we did know him. So we're just going to take a minute to just reflect on the things that you've seen and maybe thought about and the things that I've said, to see what might be the thing that's sitting in your heart and how God wants to take you on. And remember, if there's anything that came up that you feel is not just for you, because sometimes when God speaks to us, it's for us as well. It's not just personal, it's for all of us, because we all go through similar things. If there's anything that you want to write down, grab a piece of paper, make sure you jot it down. Heather's very good and got some pens if you want to do that. But just let's have a couple of minutes before we finish with our final song of just reflecting on what we've heard. So Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, as the chap said, that the story of the Hebrews in Exodus is our story too. That we were enslaved, that we were lost because of sin, but you made a way for us. Help us to live for freedom, for all that Jesus has died and risen again for our sake. Help us to receive what you have for us, for our benefit and our blessing, but also for the benefit and the blessing of the communities that you put us into. Amen.